Bill from Sunshine Stud on Saturday at 6 o'clock, the 8th of August, 1970, Channel 1 Right. Beginning of a new reel, Channel 1 Right. Around 6 o'clock, Bill came up from Sunshine Stud to see Ajax. Saturday, the 8th of August, 1970, there's beginning of a new reel, Channel 1 Right.
Straight, I'm fine.
Y'all don't smoke, do
you? Well, no. Give me just a second here, let me get dried off.
Well, y'all go ahead, I haven't had the horse talk in a long time.
Oh, we done about talked out. All this horse business up on my end is bad news. We had nothing but injuries and...
Yeah, what's all happened last 2 weeks? The one cut his leg all the way off.
Got in the water trough and broke it off.
What?
Broke his leg, back leg?
Mm-hmm.
This was one of the foals.
Yeah. Big foal, about the size of that. About 4 months.
4 months?
About the size of that little yearling down there.
Hmm.
She got in the trough, broke her back leg off.
Not just broke it, but broke it off.
Broke it off. Just a little piece of skin holding it on. I had to shoot her, and then the vet, he...
Tell them about how what you had to go through in shooting them.
Yeah, I had a .38 pistol, and I called a vet about it. He said, shoot her right between the eyes. So I walked out there, she was standing, and I shot her right between the eyes. She took off a run, and she ran a half mile around the field.
On three legs?
On three legs, before she'd stop. And it kind of embarrassed me. I thought I'd missed her. I walked up and looked, and there was a hole, just a little bit to the... left of center. And I shot her again. She went down then, but she still didn't die. It was 45 minutes later before she died. And we shot another one Monday. A man shot her with a .357 Magnum rifle, and she still didn't die. Took two shots to kill her.
What was wrong with it?
Just a mare that was given the power. She was crazy. You couldn't ride her. You couldn't do nothing with her.
Mm-hmm.
And she bred her this year, and she come up barren.
Mm-hmm.
He had to put to sleep.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of them old horses like that, when he just threw it, he'll give them to somebody.
Mm-hmm.
But he was afraid if he'd give that mare to somebody, they'd try to ride her and probably get hurt. The first time we bred her, we put the chain over her nose and snatched on the chain, and she went right over the back.
Hmm.
Crazy horse like that, he'd no telling what she'd do if she tried to get on her.
Well, isn't it better to put them to sleep with a shot instead of
No, it's easier, really. But you can't get nobody to come get them. Yeah, the dog men won't take them.
Oh,
it poisons that meat.
Was it? Oh, I
see. See, these greyhound people—they've got where they got them a truck rigged up with a winch and everything. And when you kill one, or you want one killed, they'll come do it and haul it off. And it saves you expense of burying it.
And they feed them to the greyhound.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I always wondered what you did with the horses, man.
Yeah, that boy come out Monday, said he killed 15 on Saturday, Sunday, and so far Monday. It was late Monday afternoon when he come out.
Mm-hmm. I don't know that I'd care for that job, Bill.
I didn't think too much of it. Didn't bother me watching somebody else doing it, but when I had to do it, entirely different.
Well, your
yearling
is really the only one you lost.
Yes. We've had a bunch of them hurt, kicked and cut up. One got sick at the racetrack, run 105 degree fever for 10 days. Lost about 200 pounds. He just come in a while ago. That's what took me so long to get up here. I didn't know. I talked to him this morning that the horse was coming in. I told me about it at dinner time, and I had to sit around and wait till it got here. Little skinny thing, much bigger around that jar there now.
You have to live around the horse if your life's not your own, isn't it?
No, sir. It's a 24-hour day job, and I don't even run the place no more. Now, as I said before, I was managing the place. I got fed up with them people and quit for a while, and I come back as a hired hand, and now I'm still having to do the managing.
I don't believe I have more responsibility around a place like that. I'm afraid it just runs me crazy.
It's a headache. Especially with that woman. She's a fine woman. She'd do anything in the world for you. she sure drive you crazy about them horses.
About the horses,
Well, I heard her out that day talking about putting in a well or something over somewhere and running pipes and all over. That seemed to me like a pretty big headache.
Yeah, we got it. Got it put in.
Yeah, just like you wanted, right?
Well, I want you to, when
the
guy comes back in here, I want you to tell him about Adrian. He doesn't hear about it. Well, you know, he's
I think a little bit of that Gatorade. I like
all
that
right.
stuff.
Good. What about you, Nick?
No, I'm sorry.
He's talking about Mike Tilton.
Yeah.
I seen him the other day.
Oh, really?
Was he up here? Yeah, he was up the other day. I don't know why I didn't tell you about this morning. And he said he had been back up here training some horses, man.
Back
in
his old place?
No, he went to
the
man's farm.
Oh.
Had 580 to get put a little training on. He'd come on up here and done it rather than all five of them down there and keep it.
Yeah.
Well, now, I didn't understand all that. Say that again. Be a little slower. He had some.
Yeah, some man up there. He didn't say who it was. Had five head of horses he wanted to get trained.
Oh, and he wanted Mike Tilton to train him for him.
So Mike come up here and stayed a week, worked on them. If that old man can sure teach you things about a horse, he thought you knew.
Is that right?
I went down and he's telling me things that made me feel like a dummy.
And he does it so easily.
I thought I was a pretty fair horseman.
Yeah, I'm the same way down there. He said things I've never heard of.
Such as?
It's different ways of saddling a horse, right, for example. And different ways of riding, feeding them. See, according to the way he feeds horses, ours is all wrong.
How's he feed?
Just as much as they want. And we feed ours, what seems like a lot, 18, 20 quarts a day. And he says he just pours the feed to them and just let them eat all they want. See, when they get full, they'll quit eating.
I never knew that.
Same kind of feed?
He said they would just stop when they... Well, I always thought if they got in the feed bin, you know, when you weren't looking, they would founder.
That's what I always thought.
He says it ain't so.
He said he never had it happen. I know we've had it. We had them founder on water. We never had any...
Never had
get that much feed, but I know it can happen. I've heard of it happening.
Mm-hmm.
But they'll found them in water quicker if they're real hot.
Yeah. Well, I knew that.
A kid got drunk in the tropical park and riding one of our fillies around the parking lot. After dark, we got her real hot, slept her back in the stall and gave her all the water she wanted, and she found it.
Hmm.
Lost us a horse.
I didn't know that.
When they're hot and they drink a lot of water, it'll sure founder. Some horses you can't get to drink water.
Well, how are you going to regulate the water they drink when they're hot?
We give ours, if they're hot, if we're training them and they get hot, then we'll you got a hot walker. We'll walk them on that walker and every four or five rounds they make, we'll give them a couple of sips of water until they cool out. But like he done, he just got the horse hot and throwed her in the stall and she can get all she wanted.
Yeah.
He just run off. He was drunk. He didn't care. And went off. Now like this horse that come in on the van tonight, I want to give him a half a bucket of water for probably 3 or 4 hours. But a lot of them van drivers won't stop and water them.
Oh.
They won't water a horse, a lot of them from Miami to New York.
It's
Bill.
That's right.
Yeah.
I've seen it happen.
Now, if they water them, it's not on their time.
Mm-hmm.
But they just don't fool with it.
They got to stop and fuel. And I know, my experience of driving a truck, a man ain't going to get in that truck and drive 8 to 10 hours without stopping for a cup of coffee or something. And it don't take 5 minutes to fill up a bucket of water and water them horses, but a lot of them won't do it.
You
can't tell whether they've done it or not.
No. Only way you can tell is to watch the horse. Whenever you put him in there, if he sizes his head in that bucket, it's a good sign that he hadn't had no water.
Yeah.
And like this one come in today, he got in about 45 minutes before I left to come over here. And he never once touched that water bucket.
Yeah.
And running 105 degree fever for 10 days, he had to be pretty well dehydrated. So they must have watered him on the way. He lost 200 pounds. Look, he looks like a greyhound dog now.
And it's your horse?
Uh-uh.
Oh.
Belongs to Miss Davis. I wouldn't have one in thoroughbreds. That's too much problem. I need an old nag I can throw out in the field somewhere and worry about her when I go to get her.
Bill, you know what? you know, I don't have any nerve at all. Sewing horses together. I remember old Johnny Ross up yonder. We bought all these horses from him when we got started, when it started. And he'd pick them up here, there, and yonder at the market and somebody he knew, and he'd sew them in there together. Well, they've always got one rowdy, one of them, you see, that lords it all the others. And he'd go around and bite them and kick them and all like that. I've been up there and seen hoof prints. You can sell a hoof. You can tell where the hoof
mm-hmm.
hit on them horses. And I just don't have the nerve somehow or other to do that. But now, you've got to let a bunch of yours run together.
Oh, yeah. As many as we've got, 78 head up there now. And we have to mix them up. But if you watch them, you put them in there and leave them. They'll spot the bad one, and they'll stay away from it.
Well, then.
You figure like this, if they don't stay away from it, they ain't worth a darn anyway.
Yeah.
If they ain't fast enough to get out of the way,
oh.
We don't need them for racehorses, because they'll never make it. Okay. Now, occasionally, you will get one hemmed up. We have it happen. Especially at feeding time now. We've got 10 mares and 10 foals in two different fields. We've got 20 mares and foals all together. And they'll all come to the gate, and one of them will start something. And there'll be four or five of them kicking and raising cane.
Yeah.
But usually hang out in the field, they'll stay away from each other.
Yeah.
And babies will play together, and them old mares will just be grazing around.
Well, how can you regulate it, manage them there at feeding time? There's no way to manage that.
Just try to get the ones that you know will cause trouble, get them out first. And we got one old mare that she's got to be first or she'll start kicking. So we get her first thing and get rid of her. She caught, like the fence is running here. This girl was standing right next to the fence holding a baby, and the baby was over here. This mare out here wheeled around and kicked that baby, knocked the baby down, the girl down. It's just a good thing the baby was standing there, and it got the blow, because that little gal, she ain't much bigger than my wrist. It broke her in pieces.
Didn't hurt the foal?
We thought it might have broke a rib, but we kept it by itself. And a day or two and had the vet look at it, and wasn't nothing wrong with it.
Well, is it just the old horses that cause the trouble?
The young horses are play. But they don't, and they'll hurt themselves, but you don't see them kicking too much. Now, about the only time one of them young horses will kick is when something runs up behind it and starts biting on it.
Uh-huh.
But where we have trouble is they'll rear up and get their legs up over each other's back
mm-hmm.
and sprain that tendon down here.
And that's what you have to watch for.
And they skin themselves all up. They come in with hoof marks all over them where they drug across one another, playing like that. It's kind of hard to keep one looking good when you're going to send it to the sales and putting a bunch of them in together like that. We got one just paid $26,000 for it. He don't go out with nothing, strictly by himself.
Well, you can't take a chance.
Well, this Ajax out here, he seems to want to climb up on something. I had him out here with a bull. The horses and the bull. I had to move, get the bull out of the way there for a little while. he got so he wanna get up there and paw the boar. Then he gets up there and paws his mama. I didn't know they did that.
You know how to cure that?
I'd like to.
Gelding.
Gelding.
We got them over the same way.
Yeah.
What do you do with the ones that you don't want to gel?
Just had to put up with it.
Let them do it.
Because that's the stallion in him.
Oh, is that the stallion in him?
Mm-hmm.
But he will chew on this bull's ears. That's the cutest thing. I wish we could have got a picture of him. He'll chew on this big bull's ears. And the pack will stand there and let him, and he'll flinch, and Ajax will chew. Because we swat him when he tries to bite us, you know. But tell God what you think about Ajax.
He's better looking than the one we've got over. We've got ones about, he's almost 5 months old. And he's not much bigger than this horse, but he's not near as good looking.
What do you look for in a foal like this?
I just look at the conformation. And he's got good straight legs.
Yeah.
And well proportioned. He's longer than I thought he was going to be.
He's longer.
From front of his chest to his rump. I figured he'd be real short.
Or kind of a molly.
Mm-hmm. But he's got his daddy's body to a certain extent, and he's got his mama. He's got a neck just like his mama. Big, broad thing.
Yeah.
And he's got her chest. It would help if he'd have been going to run to have had a broader chest, in my opinion. I like a horse that's got a good wide stance in front, broad chest.
He's wider in the back, isn't
he? That old gray horse is a pretty good sized horse, so if he throws any size to him, you're going to have one big, powerful horse there. He's going to be like that gelding. I bought a quarter gelding. He weighed a little over 1,100 pounds, and he stood 16 hands. He was just one big hunk of muscle. I couldn't reach around his neck. He was so darn big.
What did you get him for?
What did I get him for?
Uh-huh.
For use or price?
Yeah, I mean for use.
Just ride.
Oh,
I put my kids on him, and he'd ride him anywhere.
Oh.
I didn't think about it when I got rid of him, but you might have been interested in him. Because he's 9 year old. He was registered gelding, quarter horse gelding, but I couldn't get the papers on him. But anybody could get on him and ride him anywhere. He wasn't scared of nothing. You can hunt off of him, rope cows, cut cows, anything. Well-trained old horse. Sold him to a gal that works in some vet hospital up in Gainesville.
Yeah, that sounds like an ideal horse right here. Any of them would like that, wouldn't they?
Her 9-year-old boy rides him.
Uh-huh. Have to have something that, see, these inexperienced children can get on and ride.
Tell her about the Tennessee Walker you found at the auction.
Oh, yeah, I found you a Tennessee Walker, and I tried to buy it. I was going to swap you. 9 years old. 8 or 9. Great, big, good-looking thing. Ben got up to 165, and I run out of money, and the guy wouldn't sell him for 245.
Uh-huh.
But they had some horses down there, good-looking things. And people wouldn't offer $60 for them. The guys just wouldn't sell.
I will.
Horses that would have made somebody a real decent horse.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh.
They just wouldn't give no price.
Oh, what's wrong?
I don't know. I sure don't.
But you know, I don't know what happened. I haven't been up there in a year, too. But last January, this sale up here at this Santa Fe River Ranch, they got those nice Hereford cattle, you know.
Mm-hmm.
They sell mostly heifers, but they put the best crop of bulls, 2-year-old bulls, on there, and they brought $2,000, $3,000, $4,000, and $5,000. And last year they bought the price of just common commercial bulls, $500 to $1,000. I just no idea what happened. You know, it must have been a freakish sort of sale.
Well, the man I work for, he's a lawyer down in Miami, he said the money is getting so tight, that's why people's not buying stuff. You know, of course he's talking about horses.
Yeah.
But it could be the same about cows. The horses aren't selling for, they're selling for big prices this year, but not like they normally do. This colt we bought, or we didn't buy it, another lady bought it. Went for $26,000, and that colt normally should have got anywhere from $50,000 to $100,000 for it.
And they are moneyed men.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they. One man had orders to go up as high as $150,000 for one horse.
Golly. Like to have seen that horse.
Well, they sold one, and the man that bought it was asleep. The Saratoga sales last year, his manager bought the horse. Paid a $405,000 price for it.
What kind of van you bought? Have you got over there?
Yes.
They got a Bordeaux International. Somebody, some trotting horse man had made him a van out of it, and they bought it for us to use.
Oh.
That's what you're gonna haul the hay in?
Mm-hmm.
How big is it?
16 foot, about 8 foot high. I was talking to Eddie about that hay today, and he said, I know we'd hauled a bunch of hay before, but he said he was pretty sure we got right at 100 bales in it.
Oh yeah, that much, 16 foot, 8 foot high.
Well, there's one thing about it, if they cut it and bale it, you sure want you somebody to pick it up.
Yeah.
You can't leave
yeah,
it out there
in
the
call
field. I mean,
get it right behind
wait.
The baler.
You get right behind the baler? Have you got help?
Mm-hmm. If we don't have them, well, I'll pick up some, you know, some colored boys too. Well, we got three gals works out here. I can't use them, but I've got two colored boys and a young high school kid that can come help.
Yeah, just a couple loads, two or three loads.
Well, they said to tell you they'll take every bit you got.
100 bales,
ain't
it? Where do you put it?
There's a fellow bought some land up the other side of us, and he's got three barns and a house, empty house. And he told us we can use it, so that's where we're going to put it.
Mm-hmm.
Just down past the farm.
Mm-hmm. What do you want for fodder, for what do you call it? You know, what do you call it?
Bedding.
Bedding. What is it you want? You just want something that's dry.
Mm-hmm.
You don't care what it is.
Mm-hmm. Shoot, that we have been having to buy it, and darn stuff, we've got sticks in it and rocks. I found one bale. I don't know whether the man got his hand out or not, but I found his glove baled up in it.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, you.
And
yeah.
It's hard to get it anymore. These people are. Just don't fool with it.
Well, you know what's happened. For the price they get for bedding, it costs almost that much. If you hire it baled and rake to bale, it costs that much.
Mm-hmm.
So there's no money in it. That's the reason I told Nick some of this stuff. Give it away at that price is
mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Well, that's a pretty big van.
It was set up for six horses.
Yeah.
But we cut it, we redone the inside, and we can haul three in the front and one in the back. We got it just mainly to haul mares and foals around the breed.
Oh. Now, you almost have to haul in some time to pay for your horses, don't you?
Yes, sir. The prices, say for example, hauling from our farm to Ocala,
yeah.
One horse is $35.
Yeah.
One horse.
And when we're hauling 8 and 10 mares off to breed during the season, breed them every other day while they're in. Well, you can spend $100, $125 just on that one horse in a month.
Yeah. Well, now, is that just one way? Or
no, so that's
ways?
Both ways.
Both ways.
But shoot, all these farms is buying their own vans now.
Well, now, you know, the hauling my calves got so expensive. They used to come out here and get a load of cows for $10. Then they went up to 12 and a half. Last in 15, and I don't know how much it is now. I quit using them. And that, of course, it doesn't hurt me because I don't have much hauling. Lord, yeah. Around here, I used to, when I first came out here, I hauled cows around all the time. I had a little trailer, small trailer.
Mm-hmm.
And, it's and then for your horses too, it's even for cows, it's good for them just to get used to a trailer.
Mm-hmm.
Just put them in every now and then, take them in, you know, just let them get used to it. Then when you haul them off, they don't lose 50 pounds.
That's the trouble we used to have with them, hauling fat stock from Texas and Arizona back into Florida. You sure had to watch them. They'd lose weight on you.
Oh, yeah.
Bill says that he knows this vet who has an Appaloosa stud. And he thinks maybe he'd let us just pasture breed Ma and Missy and Nupi. But you'd have to...
Keep an eye out.
Have to keep an eye out.
Just had to watch him when you first put him in there, because... being a new place and all, he loved to run a lot, but
that would be
the old horse.
Then.
He's old, not well. I don't guess he's real old. He's about 5-6 years old, but he's throwed some fine looking colts.
Yeah.
And I know good and well Joe will breed the two mares for nothing, because he's really no good to him other than the breeding the mares. And he's got 40 or 50 thoroughbreds, and he don't ever worry about this app. Usually, they just use him for a teaser.
Mm-hmm.
And he's got 3 or 4 apps his own self, but he'll be glad to breed. This girl that works over at the farm's got a mare. She wanted to breed to him. He told me whenever the mare come in, holler, he'd take the stud over and breed her. So I know he'll do it for y'all.
Oh, that'd be nice.
When the darn things get a good collar, you got $1,200-$1,500 worth of horse there.
If it gets a good collar,
if you can get a
this Appy isn't as big as First Blade.
Mm-mm. No, he's not near as fat, but I'd say he's about the size of that little brown mare. Fairly small horse.
So it wouldn't be a big horse. Well, I'd like it to be horse size, but I wouldn't be picky.
I wouldn't want to be too big.
Not for the first one either.
Right.
I used to think it's a good thing to have a big horse, but the distance to the ground seemed to be one way to say it, some reason or other.
Well, one thing about it, if you got a big tall horse, you ride a lot better because you're afraid to fall off. Although he might be like me a time or two. I've got unseated without wanting to.
What happened to you?
Well, we had a horse, a quarter horse, just come back from Louisiana from the races. Doc got a hold of it. And he wanted me to take it and ride it, get some miles on it so he can make a polo horse out of it. He told me when I got it, he said, it'll buck now. I didn't believe him, and I jumped on him one day, and he took off a running and a bucking. I lost the stirrups, lost the reins, and he throwed me. I laid up about 3 weeks, couldn't hardly walk.
Yeah.
Busted a blood vein in my leg. And then I was riding one the other day. I didn't have no curb chain on the bridle.
Yeah.
And he run away with me and run off the track and made a quick turn, and I lost me and saddle both.
Good Lord.
Why, Bill? I didn't know that happened to you anymore.
It happened.
Good Lord.
Anybody who rides is going to get stilled at once.
You're going to get
if you ride.
There's a friend of mine. Well, a friend of mine. I didn't like the old man. Couldn't stand him. But I worked with him. Was riding over here at Marcus Farms. And the horse reared up. And it come down and it caught the boy. Pinned him up against the wall. Caught him right in the chest. Killed him. It's been about 4 or 5 months ago.
The boy is riding him?
Just breaking the horse. 3-year-old horse. Something happened when he was a baby and they never did break him. And he reared up and the guy slid off the back and he just backed up on him. Crushed his chest. 55-year-old man.
Well, I guess, you know, it could happen.
Yeah, everything happens. Another friend of mine, this guy taught me everything I know about horses. He was riding one that had done been to the races and come back, and they rested it up for 60 days, and he was going back in training with him. The horse throwed him over his head, wheeled around and kicked him with both hind legs before he hit the ground.
Now that was something.
He stayed in the hospital with broken pelvis for about almost 3 months, and still not right. I was talking to him the other day. Still had a lot of trouble with it.
Now that seems like science fiction.
It might. Yeah. It happened.
Threw him and then kicked him in the air.
Yeah. That's like these balls, what do you call it?
Yeah.
Elmer Hubeck, the guy that manages Hobo Farm, was messing with a stallion one day. The horse bit him in the stomach, picked him up off the ground, and just shook him around and threw him up against the wall.
Bit him in the stomach.
Some of them things will ruin you.
And they're your friends that do that.
You think so, until they get a hold of you. I whipped one day because he wouldn't stand still and let me put a halter on him. He run over and stuck his head in the feed tub, and I looked down at the ground getting the halter straightened up. When I looked up, he kicked me right in the stomach. Right in the stomach.
Getting even.
I didn't bother with him no more. Left him alone.
You don't mean it.
Yes, sir. I got the halter put on him, but I didn't mess around whipping on him no more. I let him do what he wanted to a certain extent. If I was on the front end, then I'd mess with him, but I didn't mess with him when he could turn his butt to me.
Bill, I want to ask you something. Is there any... I don't know who the fellow was over there working after you left, but we went over there with a friend of ours who was here. And she knew about horses. She'd been working in England.
Mm-hmm.
And she had a great respect for stallions. You know, she wasn't afraid of them, that sort of thing. And, but she had respect for them. And this fellow, he was a nice fellow, but he just couldn't say anything. He just looked like he just hated all stallions.
Was he a little short?
No, he was a rather tall boy. And it upset this girl because she said, you know, stallions are horses too. And it's the way you handle them. Stallions are not necessarily mean, are they?
Mm-mm. You find some that's meaner than others. But they're not. It's a lot of it
is it
how they're handled.
Yes, that's what I was going to ask.
When they're growing up. Now, that gray horse, what makes him so aggravating? He's a high, strong, powerful dude anyway. And the old man used to go out and tease that horse all the time. He just got hard to handle.
Is that Ms. Davis' father?
Mm-hmm.
What's his name?
Dan Chappell.
Chappell, Mr. Chappell, yeah. And he'd go out and tease him.
Well, this boy you were talking about, you talked to, was he? Did he have a walk with a limp?
I just don't know. He was there. He was, I think, the first one after you left. He's the first one we saw after.
Well,
you
the
left.
Same boy that manages the place now was managing it when I was there.
Well, that's not the
but
boy.
But his
this
brother-in-law
was
working there too. And he could have been the one.
Well, he was nice.
But he didn't like stallions.
But he didn't, and it showed.
What
and
his problem is, if it's the same boy I'm talking about, he hadn't got one leg. And he can't, he's scared of them.
Well, I used to
he's scared of all them horses. He won't admit it, but he's scared of them. He's scared that he can't get out of their way and fast.
Yeah, well, I could understand that. I wasn't thinking about the man as much as I was thinking about just it's like you said, it's the way you treat us a stallion.
And just like I could show you the difference in three horses out there, three stallions, and they're all three of them entirely different. That ways and mean stallion, I wouldn't be afraid to give him to my 6-year-old girl to breed.
Really?
But that gray horse, I don't want nobody messing with him if I've got to work with him. Because I know how he is. I've learned his little tricks and I learned how to control him. And then that red horse, I just had to get down right brutal with him. But he does what I want now. I don't have no trouble with him. When we first started breeding him, he'd get up on his hind feet 20 feet away from the mare, like that gray did that day.
Mm-hmm.
And he'd just jump right on the mare.
What can you do for that?
You can do a lot of things, but all I'd done was put a chain on his bottom jaw. And every time he'd go to jump, I'd sit down on that chain.
Oh, yeah. You'd be out there with him.
Mm-hmm. And that chain gets cutting into that jawbone all the way around it. He said he better do like I said.
Yeah, I see.
He cut his mouth up a little bit and he was sore, but he minds. I think it's better for me to draw a little blood on them than it is for them to draw it on me.
Well, I can understand, you know, if you're breeding them, that was, you know, that's a problem. But I was just thinking about just stallions in general, because I know Bob.
Now, what sort of tricks did the gray one have?
Used to, he would do the same thing. He'd lunge at a mare, and he'd get her scared. And she'd either run or start kicking or sit down. And he'd mount the mare from any direction. He didn't care. And whenever he couldn't breed the mare, he'd get mad and start kicking at anything he seen.
Mm-hmm.
So what did you do for him?
I used a steel ring on his nose. And I hurt him from the bottom or the top. Got a 1-inch rope on it. Got about 15 foot of rope. And I can just pop that rope and it'll rattle his brain.
Yeah.
But that's the only thing we've been able to handle that horse with.
And you have to use that on him every
mm-hmm.
time?
Every time he comes out of that pen, I've got that on him.
Well, now that's a hell of a note, ain't it? That fine animal.
Ajax Papa.
You better be thankful Ajax didn't get his temperament. Me and Nick was talking about it a while ago.
And I don't think
he
had.
Yeah.
He hadn't. You could look at him and tell that, the way he acts around people.
Yeah. He's just like his mama, isn't he?
He just comes running up to see you every time you
just
know,
like Molly. Just like his mama.
Well, that gray horse will come running up to see you too, but you don't never know whether he's going to bite you, kick you, or what. I just went back to work over there, and while I was gone, they had got a new stallion. Horse called a Mara Pilot. Come in from Miami, a lady friend of theirs sent him up. And I went in to feed him one day and he reached in the bucket to get a bite and I slapped him. And when I slapped him, he reared up and put both feet right back here on me. So we carried a stick in there and knocked his head around a time or two, and now you can go in and feed him without any problems.
But he knew.
The people down there, I carried another stud she had back to her down in Miami, and they don't have no help there. And the horses are running loose and it looks like a junkyard. And I just don't figure they ever get handled
mm-hmm.
enough to know what a human being is.
Yeah.
But some of them you sure got to watch. I don't care how you handle them and how much you handle them. You've got to show them that you're more powerful than they are. This guy Wheels that I learned my horse from, he used to take care of one over at Hobo that you couldn't get in his stall with nothing smaller than 2 before. And you better knock him to his knees when you went in or he'd kill you.
Why, Bill?
He's hurt 3 or 4 men over. I know one man, he got caught him right here. Just tore his whole bicep out. And he's got Elmer a time or two. He's just naturally mean. And there are horses that way. There have been thoroughbreds that have killed men. Just bad temperament.
But that's not necessarily just because they're stallions.
Mm-mm. That can happen in a mare.
Yeah.
Just like this mare that the vet had put to sleep the other day. She was a gentle mare, rounder and all. But you could put the chain across her nose, she'd go crazy. Or you try to ride her. He said he had tried to ride her before, and you couldn't do nothing with her. She's just a crazy mare. And you get horses that way, just like humans. There's bad ones and good ones. There's more good ones than there are bad ones, but a lot of this badness is caused by mistreatment and everything, but you do get them. It's just when they hit the ground as a baby, they're naturally mean.
That's interesting.
We're lucky we ain't got nothing that way over here. We got them two stallions. They're just aggravating.
But nothing's really mean. I couldn't stand that.
Nancy's mean.
What I always feared about a horse is the darn thing catch me when my back turned and kicked.
You know, it never dawns on me that a horse will do that.
I can't tell you what the guy's name is, but I imagine his wife can tell you about it. He was feeding a mare at Ocala Stud, and he walked out the door, and just as he got started out the door, she caught him right back here in the base of the skull and just tore it off. They'll do it. A lot of them will kick you anytime.
Well, now, a dog, you know. Some dogs, they will watch you, and your attention is somewhere else, and they'll get you. But I never saw a horse do it. See, I'm not
uh-huh.
been around horses.
That's right.
Like you have. Why, that would be awful, wouldn't it?
And
couldn't turn your back to a horse.
It sure would.
And that's when you're working in a stall.
In a stall, yes.
In a stall.
Well, anywhere. If you got one that's known to kick, you want to keep your eyes on. Don't never turn your back. But we're fortunate. We've got some out there that will kick on occasions. It's like my wife got kicked the other day. Thank God she's a well-padded woman or she'd been hurt. The baby caught her right on the butt. Just as she turned, she seen it start to kick and she turned and it caught her right there. But what happened is the day before that, we had given them all strangle shots.
Strangle shots?
Yes, ma'am. And give all the babies a strangle shot, and then whenever she walked up there, the babies thought fixing to get another needle, and it was just protecting itself.
Oh. Well, now, Bill, I never heard of a strangle shot. We haven't given Ajax any strangle shots.
Well, this vet we got says it's a waste of money. Said you get very few cases of strangles down here, but it is possible.
Oh.
And we just give it to our foals and all we get
uh-huh.
to.
Oh.
Mm-hmm.
He said it's a little dangerous, really, giving it to an older horse. He said they can get a reaction from it. He said you can kill a horse from the reaction quicker than you can with a strangle.
Mm-hmm.
So.
You all don't doctor your horses at all?
Yes, sir. We breed everything on his say-so. And if we got anything that looks serious enough in the way of an injury, then we have him come out and look at it and all. Any sewing to be done or any operating, anything like that, he does. But just simple little cuts and scrapes and all, we just give him shots and everything ourselves.
Give him, yeah.
Now, what was this shot you said you had that you could give to?
Combiotics.
And that's for what this horse has?
Yeah, it'll help that bronchitis and that heavy breathing and all.
Oh,
and what is it?
It's a combiotic. It's combiotics.
Yeah.
There's so many different brand names of it. I don't know. I believe this is distacillin. It's got a lot of penicillin in it.
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
And you think that'll clear it right up? Huh?
I won't say it'll clear it right up, but it'll help it a lot.
Mm-hmm.
This is what, you know, we gave her those shots in the fall before she got pneumonia, and then they finally concocted a cough medicine, just a thing we put in a feed.
Yeah, that'll help.
That helped.
Did you ever have a horse that just had the colic every now and then?
I've had one or two that died with it. We had one, a stallion, belonged to another man up north. He got sand colic. And died, and they performed an autopsy on him, and his intestines were just like a piece of concrete.
Yeah.
And it finally killed him. Yeah, we used to have one all the time. But he was a funny horse. I guess he didn't want to be alone on the weekend. He'd wait Friday night or Saturday to get the colic.
Yeah.
And we'd have to...
Missy always gets it Saturday night.
And we'd have to doctor on him all weekend. We'd be up all night walking that horse. We'd have to walk him and give him shots and work on him until he'd get over it. But it happened about 3 weekends in a row.
Mm-hmm.
He'd get it.
You know, that's hard to take. When you've been looking for a little free time, you see, where you could limber up. And then that burning horse got to have the colic and walk them and give them castor oil or olive oil or whatever you give them.
We use a little bit of all of it. Whatever we can get a hold of. Olive oil, castor oil, mineral oil.
How do you give it to them, Bill?
We got a dose gun.
Oh, you got
it. It looks like a syringe, you know, just shoot it that way. If it's real bad, we call a vet and he tubes them.
Yeah.
And he'll give them about a gallon at a time.
Yeah, that's what we had.
Now, you don't tube them?
No, sir. That's something I...
That's dangerous.
Would probably... I mean, probably I could do it.
Yeah.
But I've heard of too many people going in the lungs and killing their horses,
oh, yeah.
So...
Yeah.
If it was my horse, I would do it. But working for the other man, I don't want that responsibility.
And them high-priced animals out
there. Tubing a horse and giving a horse a shot in the vein is two things I won't do. I don't guess you could kill a horse, but I've just always been afraid of it.
Yeah.
Bill, let me ask you something. I know when the vet gives encephalitis shots, you know, you get this little pump knot. And we had someone give our horses shots, a friend who's always given shots, and he didn't get any pump knots.
Well, you better shoot your horses again. If there's no,
no
knot,
such it, thing as
if
you, taken.
If
yeah.
you don't get the knot, it won't take.
Yeah. Well, we got him shot again.
Now, you get the vet to do that?
No, sir. I do that.
Oh, you do?
He won't do it. He come over here one time. She wanted him to come do it. He gave me the needle and told me to do it. And showed me how to do it one time, and I've been doing it the last 3 years.
Well, I asked the vet, you know, why do I have to have you come all the way, as busy as you are? I mean, they don't need that sort of a trip and that
right.
money. And he said, well, he didn't need to come.
Well, what they do, Faye, they make a circuit. And they put you on their list, you see. And while they're out, you know, they make their rounds.
Yeah, well, that would be understandable.
Yes.
But now he said that next year they were going to get a serum that wasn't difficult to get. You didn't have to put it in the layers, so anybody could get it.
Fort Dodge is working on one.
That's what he said.
It's tetanus, encephalitis, and something else all together. And you don't have to give them once a year, you know. How many encephalitis shots do y'all give?
Two.
No,
who is your vet?
Joe Powers. From Ocala.
Ocala. Now, does he have a pretty good reputation?
Mm-hmm.
Who is that?
Well, he's a big horse man himself.
Mm-hmm.
We don't have any vet from down there, do we?
Mm-mm.
Who is your blacksmith?
Frank Hovarth. He's an Englishman.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, is he pretty fair?
A lot of people like him, a lot of people don't.
Oh, is that right?
I think he's all right.
Well, I mean, he is. You know his business in a way, I guess.
I reckon so. He's been at it for 50-something years.
Yeah.
Served 7 years as an apprentice over in England, and he got his journeyman, and he's been over here, I think, about 10, 12 years in Florida, or in the States. He was in New York for a while and then come down here.
And he's English.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
About half as big as you are.
Oh, really?
Little bitty man.
But he can handle horses.
He didn't have any trouble with any of your horses.
We have trouble with them.
Is that right?
We got one. Had one the other day. We could do 3 feet and couldn't get the other one.
Yeah.
Kicked his little toolbox and tore it all up. Broke out the stall. Run around the field and tore up a shank. Next day, I give her Spirene to knock her out. It didn't bother her. Still didn't get her trimmed, the other foot. We do run across them we can't do our have trouble with.
It's just one foot she didn't want to touch.
She'd got injured on that on the leg, and
yeah.
She didn't want you to bother that foot.
Yeah. Well, they ride peppery. Your horses are all ride peppery horses. They are
thoroughbreds.
Real nervous. Well,
they're not fat-headed.
A lot of them, your older mares are just like these you got here.
Why?
But young horses now is the ones that really get high strung.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, they couldn't race if they weren't.
Bill, let me tell you. You know the price you have to pay for everything now. You see, I'm older than you and I make more money than you do. And I've got my house paid for and I don't have a family like you. I don't see how a man makes a living now. They're so high. How you get by?
It's hard. But I got $75 a week coming in to me. My wife, she gets $55. We've got our house and lights and everything furnished.
It's not bad, Bill.
Mm-mm. It's not bad at all. And they're talking about buying me a new trailer before long.
Well, you were in that house.
That's when I was managing the place.
Oh.
Well, that's not
but
bad.
You've got, how much is that? $125 a week?
$130
a week.
Plus your...
And your...
You got all your furnishings.
Mm-hmm.
Your lights and water and rent's all taken care of. Well, can you save any?
I've been trying, but it ain't working out too good.
Well, now, if you buy an automobile or something like that, it'll still flatten you, won't it?
I don't want no automobile. I got a little old Volkswagen.
Yeah.
It I paid $50 for. It tore up, and I spent another $135 on it, and I'll probably drive another 5 or 6 years.
Yeah.
And I'm not going to get gray-headed about them payments.
Yeah.
That's right, Bill.
I developed an idea. When I want something, I save money, and I go down and pay cash for it. It's like last night. I wanted a new television set, so I went to J.M. Fields and give the man the cash money. Carried it home. I don't have to worry about them payments every month.
And pay that interest.
Well, now that's it. That's it.
Well, now you got 2 children?
Mm-hmm. That's what's eating me up. They're both going to school this year.
Clothes and everything.
Oh, yes.
They both start school.
And that takes transportation. No, they pick them up.
They'll pick them up, but the little boy, he's only going to kindergarten, so... He'll go a half a day, and we'll have to pick him up at noon. But
yeah.
Can't want everything, I don't guess.
Well, I'll tell you, things are so costly, it's just shameful.
You, boss, and I was talking about that the other night. Went to order feed, and the darn price of oats has gone up 15 cents on the hundred. $4.25 a hundred now.
Yeah.
And corn, if you're fortunate enough to buy any this year, it's probably going to be $10 a sack.
Yeah.
Everything's gone in Florida and Georgia, they say.
Oh, that's right.
That blight in it.
That's right.
Don't have no corn.
Why, Bill?
It'll all be western corn, won't it?
They're hoping that maybe it don't hit Tennessee. They get some corn from Tennessee, and they're hoping it don't wipe that out. But they don't know yet whether it will or not.
Well, I'll tell you one thing. I sure am glad you're back over there. Ms. Davis may be, but at least I'm just glad you're back over there. That truck, that driver, and they need you.
What's her dad's name?
Dan Chappell.
What is he interested in?
He's a lawyer down in Miami.
At Miami.
Mm-hmm.
He's not here now.
He never has been up here.
Well, he was here for... Maybe he was just visiting.
Oh, yeah, he comes up all
right.
Year long for the weekend. Or maybe he'll stay a week sometime, but his practice and all is down in Miami. His home and everything's down.
Isn't that strange? I thought he practiced right out here, had practiced right in this area.
Now, you may have heard of him having a case here, because he'll travel anywhere in the world they want him to go.
Now, he hasn't been well, is that right?
Yes, he's had the asthma, but...
I thought he had a heart attack or something. No, I'm wrong about that.
What's he interested in?
A little bit of everything.
Is he interested in horses?
He owns that place out there. And he sold one place he had in Davie, one of the first horse farms in South Florida. He sold Maverick Farms, that he used to own it. And to his misfortune, he owns $1 million racetrack in Havana, Cuba.
Oh.
That he can't get nothing out of. He bought it just before Castro took over down there.
That is something. But he's a money man then.
The old man run for governor one time. About 20 years ago.
Oh, is he the one?
And that's Miss Davis's father.
Mm-hmm.
And they fuss all the time.
Mm-hmm.
And she just runs the place for him.
Yes, she's business manager. Mm-hmm. Of course, now that's what it used to be. She owns 40% of the place now.
Yeah.
She bought 40% of it.
So she can really have a say.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I was over there one day, and he came out and called us in and invited us in for a beer. And he wanted to talk, and he wanted to talk horses. And I just thought he was there. I guess he was
just up on the weekend.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. They put some food out.
Yeah, Bill, let's have a sandwich.
No, I got to go.
Oh, you haven't?
Yes, ma'am. I left the wife and kids at home. She's asleep. She told me not to be gone, though.
It's already been 3 hours.
Yeah.
And I got to go back and feed that horse, too. Hay and water him.
You sure you won't just have a bite with us?
No, ma'am. I didn't eat dinner till about 2 o'clock this afternoon.
Well, you know, I just sitting here listening to you talking, just forgot all about food. I just apologize.
Never tell you that van you got. Now, is that a good sort?
It better be. They just spent $491 on the motor.
Yeah.
They've spent over $1,000 in the darn thing since they had it. They should have bought a decent truck to start with, but they didn't, and they just keep putting money into it. So they just about got everything fixed.
Yeah.
It looks like the devil, but... It goes.
With the money they put in, they could have gotten
it. Could have bought a brand new one. They could have got one of these van companies that they'd used maybe a year or two. $1,000, $1,500.
Yeah. Hmm. Well, how come them to get that one?
This boy that's managing over there, he's, I don't know. He calls himself saving them money by buying this old used stuff. But in the long run, it ends up costing them more than if they'd bought it brand new.
Yeah. Don't tell me. I've had that experience.
Bought a tractor.
Oh, I would have saved money buying brand new stuff some times.
Yes, sir.
Did the same thing with the tractor, you said?
Yeah, paid $500 for an old international tractor that you can't buy parts for no more hardly. And it broke down about a week after they got it. Had to have the motor rebuilt on it.
Yeah, that reminded me of Buster Mountain over here, making OP. He'll save me money on this little old Ford tractor I got. I forget what it was. It's one of them meters, altimeters or something on there. I remember he was trying to make the old one do. I didn't get home with it.
Well,
and he saved me money. Oh, whenever Buster starts saving me money, I shudder.
One of them colored boys was mowing a day, and he went to go around one of them big oaks, and the front wheel hit a root. It busted the whole steering column out of the tractor.
Yeah.
It runs down through the gearbox, and it just busted the whole case.
Yeah.
Do you have fellas that are pretty careless about working?
This old boy, he's good. We do get him.
Uh-huh.
This is a young, I say old fella, he's a young colored boy, about my age, 25, 26 years old, somewhere along in there. And a better worker I've never seen.
Yeah.
You don't have to stay on him. You tell him what you want. It's yes, sir, I'll do it. He goes right on and do it. When he finishes that, if you haven't told him something else, he'll come back to see what you want done.
Well,
them girls around
him.
There, it's yes, ma'am, no, ma'am. And they do what he asks them. We got an old colored fella. He's
bad to drink. He'll come to work about half drunk, but he never fails to show up or do what you tell him. It's the way you want it. He's good with horses if you have to use them.
Yeah.
And you got three girls working for you.
Mm-hmm. A wife and the manager's wife and another girl.
Oh.
Girl, women are cheap labor, huh?
Cheap labor and pretty good.
Well,
a lot of these horse farms, like Hobo, now he gets his, most all his riders are girls, and he gets them all from Germany and England and Scotland and what.
Mike Tilton said he'd rather have a girl groom than a man at the same price. They take better care.
They do. A woman will take a lot better care of a horse. They don't get impatient. They stay in a stall with a horse for all day long, brushing on it if they have to.
Yeah.
Not me. I get too impatient. I brush on about 20, 30 minutes, and I got to go somewhere else.
Is it? Well, now, Bill, we have to find a day that it's not going to rain. We're going to get that hay for you.
Yes, ma'am.
Well, call us when you
get ready.
Now that's the end of that little visit, almost an hour, with Bill from Sunshine Stud. He's the one who had the stallion that bred Molly. He came up to see Ajax, first time he'd seen Ajax. He was out there an hour before Faye and I came up. We'd been spreading some that old hay along the front bound area over on the east side, and then we sat in here an hour. Now I consider that a fine visit. That's on Saturday. Saturday, we started talking around 6 and talked almost 7 on Saturday, the 8th of August 1970. August the 8th of Saturday, 8th of August 1970. Saturday, the 8th of August, 1970, the visit with Bill from Sunshine Stud. We talked about an hour there in the kitchen.